Hi, this is Kendall Boyson, professional life and recovery coach, and you're listening to Encouragementology, the practice of instilling hope. Hi there. Thanks for joining me. On this show, we are being proactive. No better time to get a jump on the new year than with a solid solution instead of a weak resolution. You might feel a bit turned around as if the last year was a blur. How do you get a handle on what lies ahead when so much is uncertain? You start with what you know. Organize your current life and find the best solution for you. Let's dig into what is working and what isn't. What you want and what you need. What you can reach for and what you can realistically handle. Remember, this solution is about you and what fits you best. Isn't it nice to assert a little control when the world seems out of control? You have the power to make your next move count. Ready to proactively push ahead? Who loves to organize? Come on now, let's do a quick little test. How many papers are stacked in your file 13? You know, the one waiting for the day of meticulous filing. How about your junk drawers? Let's be honest. One rather tidy or several filled with, no clue and don't care? Do you have a closet or two hiding things that have been pushed to the back that you have almost certainly purchased again? What about your schedule? Planned out to the minute or cluttered with more than humanly possible? Missed timelines, forgotten appointments, and to-dos that keep piling up. I'm not sure there's a person out there who couldn't stand to spend a little time organizing their life to find the most manageable way to handle all that life throws your way. It's not just about getting on top of what you currently have, but to find time to build in rewarding and life-enriching experiences. Don't get comfortable with punching the clock of life without wanting more. With that said, I do feel like there's a systematic way to achieve organization. If someone handed you the formula that removed the guesswork that led to a positive end result quicker with more accuracy, wouldn't you take it? Why recreate the wheel? I found a guide with how to organize your life, principles for organizing your work, home, health, fitness, hobbies, finance, and more from Ambition and Balance by Doist. Instead of throwing life tasks in the air in hopes you'll somehow manage to catch them all, follow a framework to keep every area of your life in order. This framework will cover the rules to truly organize your life and keep it organized. Then we'll jump into how you can apply them across all the areas that are important to you: work, school, business, home, health and fitness, finances, and your relationships. The result is getting more done while feeling less stressed, less juggling, more living. I mean, who doesn't want that? Rules can feel rigid and joyless. Do this, not that. But in reality, following a set of guidelines in life can be freeing. When you have a predetermined set of ways we aim to act, we limit the analysis paralysis that comes with the choice and the agony that follows from indecision. That's not to say that life shouldn't include some serendipity. We include experiment as a part of this framework so you can find the happy accidents in life without feeling like everything is spinning out of control. By following simple rules and applying them consistently, you'll organize your life in a way that adds calm to your days and order to your weeks. First in the framework, develop habits and build a routine. We all have habits that have solidified in our lives over the years and routines that determine our actions without conscious thought. The question is whether these habits are intentional or simply the result of inertia. Good habits set us up for long-term success and make us feel good. Bad habits rob us of our time, health, happiness, and money. take a look at the habits in your life to see what's working, what needs to go, and what new habits would help you reach your goals. Do you spend hours scrolling through Instagram each day? Do your monthly bank statements have more takeout line items than you care to admit? Could you be using your free time to get in more physical activity? Building a good habit isn't easy. In James Clear's Atomic Habits, he advises us to have a strong reason behind why we want to develop a certain habit. Ultimately, your habits matter because they help you become the type of person you wish to be. They are the channel through which you develop your deepest beliefs about yourself. Quite literally, you become your habits. Once you have the habits you want in your life, assemble them in a daily routine that keeps you productive. When you have good habits and you can string them together into a strong routine, you can rely less on fleeting motivation and leave minimal room for procrastination and distraction. Plan ahead. Life has unpredictable twists and turns, as we know. That doesn't mean a little planning doesn't go a long way. A to-do list and calendar are the tools you need to think and plan in advance and organize your life. Set aside time to map out your day and plan your weeks. When you know which day your work presentation is due, you can work backwards and add to-dos to your task manager to get it done. If you capture when your kids' first parent-teacher conferences are in your calendar, you can rest easier knowing that things aren't slipping through the cracks. I know it sounds really meticulous, but don't you value when things go off without a hitch? Do you think that was by chance, or did someone spend time on the preparation and planning? Here are a few tips for planning. Plan and schedule in the small things like laundry, cleaning, etc. They all add up. Dedicate an hour a week to planning your week. Sounds crazy, right? But Friday afternoons or Monday mornings, great time to do this. Overestimate how long a task will take you. Want to be on time? Leave a little early. You have to pack in some extra time for mistakes. Try time blocking your day. In Laura Vanderkamp's 168 Hours, you have more time than you think. She stresses the importance of planning your week. Well-planned blocks of 168 hours are big enough to accommodate full-time work, intense involvement with your family, rejuvenating leisure time, adequate sleep, and everything else that actually matters. Of course, the emphasis is on well-planned. By scheduling everything on your calendar and adding all your tasks to your to-do list, you can work within the confines of your week to give focus to everything that's important to you. Embrace your natural inclinations. The best book is the one you can't put down. The best exercise is the one you enjoy doing every day. The best healthy food is the one you find tasty. The best work is the work you do for free. Organizing your life and thoughtfully crafting your habits and routines can quickly become a self-defeating exercise in aspirational living. I should wake up at 5 a.m. every day. I should really switch to veganism. I'm not going to watch any more movies. So what's the problem? Well, you're a night owl who does your best work at 12 a.m. You love a good steak, and a good film is how you unwind. To organize your life, opt for habits that fit with your natural inclinations. Be realistic about yourself and embrace what you can conceivably commit to for the long haul. That's just it, the long haul. Most New Year's resolutions don't work because they are short-term fixes in alignment with someone else's dreams and desires. Do you really want to master CrossFit, or is that just the in thing to do? You could jumpstart your diet by cutting out carbs, but does total abstinence work with your lifestyle? or could you find a better solution that fits you? Here are a few different areas where you can lean into your natural state. If you dislike ironing, buy only clothes in wrinkle-resistant materials. If you hate going to the gym, join a recreational sports team. If you don't enjoy reading, listen to podcasts and watch documentaries. By opting for the path of least resistance, you can save yourself the time of trying to embrace what you hate and simply opt for what you enjoy. Now, doesn't that sound way more successful? Consistency over perfection. For many of us, an all or nothing attitude can be a source of self-sabotage. When we fail to meet the unrealistic expectations we set for ourselves, we throw in the towel altogether. By understanding the impact of incremental progress and the power of compounding effort, we can be more realistic and get more out of life. The first step is creating realistic plans that fit into your life. For instance, a realistic plan might be exercise 3 days a week. An unrealistic plan might be exercise daily. Sounds great, but are you really going to do it? A realistic plan might be watch 5 hours of TV a week. An unrealistic plan is I'm never watching TV again. A realistic plan might be eat out a maximum of once a week. And you got it, unrealistic is to never eat out again. Realistically, you could save 30% off your take-home salary. It might not be realistic to save 80% of your take-home salary. How about take the kids to the park 3 times a week versus taking them every day? You get my point. Unrealistic plans set us up for a spiral of shame and regret when we ultimately fall short of our goal. Make consistency a part of your life and get used to imperfection. By opting for continuous effort towards a realistic aim, we create more room for everything we want to do in life. A must for this framework would be find balance. Everything in moderation, even moderation. So who doesn't do a show or write a blog about getting it right for the rest of the year? Don't overpromise and underdeliver, or you will set yourself up for failure. The truth is, this isn't just a cliche concept. It really does work. Will it resonate with you the first time you hear it? Probably not. Timing and your own will have everything to do with your success. But brushing up on a new perspective that might take root in your consciousness is a must. In our attempt to do it all and organize our lives perfectly, balance is often a casualty. Instead of getting into bed, you stay up coding deep into the night. Rather than meeting your friends, you study all weekend for an upcoming midterm. While this strategy can work in the short term, the long-term impacts eventually rear their ugly heads. Stress, burnout, lethargy. Instead, prioritize long-term sustainability with balance and self-care. Here are a few strategies to consider. Avoid overextending yourself and spending too much time on work. Prioritize physical activity for its mood-boosting effects. Try meditation, journaling, or cultivating a gratitude practice. Spend time with friends and family. Unwind alone with a good book or movie. Ensure you're getting enough sleep and avoid all-nighters at all costs. Besides the day-to-day pauses to breathe, make time for longer breaks too. At minimum, try to take a week-long break from work at least 1 to 2 times per year. By constantly recharging your batteries, you'll be able to show up in work and life for yourself and others who depend on you. Prioritize appropriately. You can do anything, but not everything, said David Allen. One way to make juggling all of life's demands easier is to intentionally let some balls drop. Yep, you heard me. To make time for what's important to you, get comfortable with saying no. Prioritization is a key tool in the arsenal to organize your life. Doing it all is impossible. Prioritizing what's crucial is within reach. By declining what doesn't serve your highest goals, you can give laser focus to what matters. Here's an idea of what to prioritize and what to deprioritize. You could prioritize what serves your goals. How about deprioritize what detracts time away from your goals? Might sound simple, but it's going to take some deep digging to figure out which is which. How about anything in your zone of genius should be prioritized? And anything you can delegate should be deprioritized. This is an obvious one. Things that make you happy, put them at the top of the list. Things that make you unhappy or indifferent, gotta go to the back. Activities with high impact. That doesn't mean running a race, but highly impacts your life. Those should be prioritized. And moving down, activities with low impact, but take up a lot of time. Opportunities for learning and growth need to be a priority in your life. While opportunities you've previously encountered can be scooted down the list. Know your most important task each day and prioritize it accordingly. By having a strong sense of what's important and what isn't, you can make more efficient decisions about where to give your time and energy. Declutter and simplify. It's hard to feel organized when your mind is in shambles and your office space and house are too. Always be on the lookout for opportunities to make space physically, digitally, and mentally. How can you do this? Make physical space by regularly cleaning out your closet. For the greatest simplicity, adopt a capsule closet, you know, where you just have key pieces. Tidy your workspace to create a neater and more inspiring place to think and create. Minimize clutter in your home. Regularly donate old items. How about making digital space? Frequently audit your calendar for reoccurring meetings that are no longer needed. Tidy your task manager and clean out old tasks and archive old projects. Take time sorting items from your computer's desktop and keeping it neat. What about mental space? Write down important notes and ideas so you don't forget them. Opt to have tough conversations instead of stewing in resentment. Try meditation or the outdoors to quiet a racing and anxious mind. Some of the chaos we feel in our lives is the result of too much stuff, too much to do, and too much to think about. Consider this when aiming to organize your life. Less is more. Oh, we have this one down in my household. Matt thrives on decluttering and purging stuff. Yep, that stuff. You know, that you have just because, why not? I remember recently he needed space in the attic, so we pulled it all down. The attic, where things go to live an alternate life, where no one sees them and only mildly cares about them. The truth is, if you don't have room for it and it just lives in the attic, should you take a hard look at your attachment? Most of the time, it's out of guilt. Like those sets of china that used to be valued treasure to pass down until they couldn't go in the microwave or dishwasher. I did the dance trying to think of reasons I had to keep and stow what he was uncovering, the whole time knowing my case didn't hold water. He drew the line when he pulled down a box of boxes. Yep, just empty boxes in case I ever needed a box. That convenient box in a box in the back of the attic. Makes perfect sense. Nope. They're now being recycled and we have more space and less clutter. How about measure your progress? Whether your goals are big or small, it's important to measure your progress. There's a lot of power in knowing what's working and what's not. You can allocate more time in your life for activities that are helping you reach your goals. You can cut out things that are failing to make an impact for you. These practices will help you measure your progress. Have a regular weekly review where you reflect on the passing week and prune your to-do list down to only the essentials. Try out the quantified self method and measure your goals from steps to sleep. Implement an objectives and key result, an OKR. It's a formula for your goals at work and in life. Track your time being productive or distracted online. Each year on New Year's Day, we create lists of goals for the next year. Things we would like to accomplish professionally and personally. We also take the time to recap the current year, what we did and what we didn't do. You would be surprised when you pull it all together to see the sum of your efforts. This doesn't have to be all about money or prestige. Did you have a goal and how did you do? It can help you revisit some fun memories and brainstorm for the next year. Automate or outsource. Habits automate for your decision making. Technology can automate your repetitive tasks. Organizing your life by setting up automations that remove active efforts and free up your time and energy is just smart. Think about the areas in your life where you spend time doing manual work that an app or a website could do instead. Alternately, consider where outsourcing to someone else might save you time, like your personal finance, paying bills, investments, etc. How about work, sending emails, coordinating projects, bookings, etc.? Even in your home, grocery shopping, meal prep, furniture assembly. Setting aside time and energy to batch things on your to-do list will open up some much-needed free time. Set aside 1 to 2 hours to answer emails and catch up on some organizational things. And then maybe 1 to 2 hours to relax, read, meditate, and daydream. When everything has the same level of priority, you never feel that sense of managing your day. Does everything on your plate need to be done right now? Can you give a realistic timeline when responding? I'll have to get back to you by the end of the day or the end of the week. In this day and age, immediate response is a false expectation. We've gotten to the experiment. The last item in the Organize Your Life framework is the one most exciting. Trying new things and seeking out novel experiences. Just because you're organized doesn't mean you can't make room for messy spontaneity. Sometimes things aren't working out. Other times, they've gone stale. These are the best times to introduce novelty to your life and shake yourself up from a routine that just isn't working anymore. There's any number of ways to escape ruts and grow in the process. Here are a few areas to experiment in your life. Seek out a different job. Try a different fitness routine. Find new hobbies. Make new friends. Attempt a new productivity method. A constant eye on experimentation will bring excitement to life and break you out of periods of plateau. I'm knitting, crocheting, and learning Spanish. These don't feel like extra have-tos, but things I enjoy and want to make more time for. When you have something to look forward to, you will tighten up your process to squeeze in a little extra quality time. Now that you know the aspects of Organize Your Life framework, you can apply it to any number of areas in your life. By having some specific guidelines, you can approach each area with more confidence and less stress. Like in your work, it's likely you spend the majority of your waking hours at work. Work represents what most people are actually organizing their lives around. There's endless conversations on how to organize the time we're not working, early mornings, during lunch breaks, and after hours into the evening. Less attention is paid to how people should organize their work days and make the most out of 8 hours that you would likely be spending at your desk. How about decluttering your desk, your inbox, and your task manager? It's challenging to focus on getting anything done if you don't feel like you have everything in order. A desk overflowing with loose sheets of paper and coffee cups is hardly conducive to concentration. An inbox and task manager that isn't organized leaves us unclear on what we should work on next. Regularly schedule time to go from clutter to clear. Clean up your desk and close all your tabs and apps at the end of each workday. This way, you start fresh each day. Do your best to reach inbox zero at the end of each day, even if it means archiving some unreads. Take 10 minutes at the end of each day to organize your task list for the next day as a part of your end-of-day routine. Prioritize deep work. Most people fall into the urgency trap at work, putting out small fires instead of focusing on the big picture, high-impact work. But it's high-impact projects that get you promoted or take your business to the next level. Organize your day by starting with a deep work session that centers the most high-leverage thing you should be doing at work to garner more customers, land a big sale, etc. After that, you're free to do whatever else needs to be done, like emails or meetings. Don't put those ahead of the real deal. Find opportunities for automation and outsourcing. We do our best work when we're in what Gay Hendricks calls the zone of genius, the area of focus that utilizes your best skills and innate abilities. Ideally, everything else should be automated or outsourced. Use email template snippets to add automation to regularly sent emails. If you're a business owner and you can afford help, hire a virtual assistant to manage your appointments and travel. As a manager, delegate tasks and projects to team members who have more specialized skills. All good managers delegate all responsibility. Balance work goals with life. Burnout is when ambition overtakes balance. While you may love your job and are focused on mastery, ensure you make time for rest and recovery. The best physical competitors regularly sleep more than 9 hours each night. Train like an athlete. Go hard, but prioritize off time. Put your best effort during the day, but ensure you leave work on time. Unplug during the weekends and spend time with family and friends. Avoid after-hours emails and team chats. Book regular time off each year for vacations to recharge. Home is where it all happens. From doing the dishes to dinner parties, keeping up a clean and tidy household is a never-ending unpaid job. However, by being diligent and using some outsourcing hacks, running a household can be a little easier. Build habits for running a household effectively. Lamenting about a few chores as a kid seems funny now that all the chores are your responsibility. Building regular habits can help make sure that they never get completely out of hand. By doing a little bit on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis, you can keep everything running relatively smoothly. Have daily household habits like making your bed, folding laundry immediately, and clearing the dishes before bed. Have weekly household habits like sorting mail, vacuuming, and tidying your closet. have monthly household habits like deep cleaning, changing your air filters, and steam cleaning the carpets. Declutter your home. It's not hard for a home to get messy. A few used cups here, some unfolded laundry there, that outfit you haven't worn in years but you might someday, maybe, need. All of a sudden, your house is in disarray. Regularly take time to purge items you don't need and what doesn't spark joy. Regularly check your pantry and fridge for old items and expired items. My favorite, not. Donating clothing, toys, and books you no longer use. Definitely one of my favorites. Empty your kitchen of old cooking tools, pots, and pans you no longer need. Automate and outsource errands and chores. We're living in a convenience age, and you should take full advantage of it. Some help from technology and others can reduce the stress of maintaining a home, like try grocery delivery instead of going shopping. Hire someone for a monthly house cleaning, lawn mowing, or snow shoveling. Hire someone for taxes and bookkeeping. Of course, outsourcing comes with a cost. If these aren't within your budget, outsource tasks the good old-fashioned way, delegating to roommates, partners, and kids. Get everyone in your household involved in its upkeep. Clarify responsibilities by formally assigning them. Health and fitness. That's a big one, right? Always one dark cloud hanging over my head. But making time for a healthy lifestyle is a multiplier for everything else. We become better at our jobs, can be more present for our loved ones, and feel more motivated to tackle life's other challenges. Unfortunately, it's also often the first thing to fall to the wayside when the stress of everyday life takes over. By doing our best each day, instead of opting for an all or nothing, we can maintain balance when it comes to health and fitness. Knowing your inclinations and following those with diet and exercise, instead of forcing yourself to adapt to the latest craze in diet and exercise, do what feels right for you. There's probably a handful of vegetables you like, and some form of physical activity you find enjoyable. Personalize your meals and workouts so they don't feel like torture. Instead of the gym, join a hiking group so that you can exercise outdoors with others. Opt out of bland diet foods and find healthy variations of the foods you love. If you hate early morning workouts, do a little physical activity throughout the day in spurts. Use balance when thinking about healthy food choices. This is an area where good enough is almost always more sustainable than perfect. For example, follow the 80-20 rule when it comes to eating. Eat a healthy diet 80% of the time and indulge in some treats 20% of the time. The same applies for exercise. Ensure you're taking regular rest days so that your body can recover. Prioritize health and fitness. In the vicious cycle of too much to do, we often drop time-consuming healthy habits when we're feeling stressed about work and life, only to feel more stressed when we don't have an outlet to burn off stress and healthy food to support our energy levels. Keep healthy habits like cooking or taking daily walks at the top of your priority list. Set aside a few hours during the weekend to meal prep for the rest of the week, and ensure your fridge is stocked with healthy options. Block off your workouts on your calendar and treat them as real appointments with yourself. Set and measure fitness goals. Fitness is often fun when it can be gamified. To stay motivated, record your workouts and track your fitness over time. You can use apps to keep track of your runs, wear a fitness tracker to count your steps, or record lifts and keep track of your PRs, your personal records. How about finances? Money can buy financial freedom and peace of mind. It can also buy a whole lot of things we don't need. By organizing your finances with care, you can set yourself up for the future without depriving yourself in the present. Plan your money flow. Get closely acquainted with managing your money through budgeting. Understand your net income and create a budget that includes a fixed expenses, variable expenses, debts, and savings. Create a month-by-month budget that takes these things into account. Make sure to include everything in your budget like childcare, rent or mortgage, insurance, food, utilities, emergency fund, savings, donations, subscriptions, clothing, gifts, gym memberships, prescriptions, loan repayments, phone bills, and everything else you spend your money on. Regularly audit and assess your budget to ensure you're sticking to it and adjusting as needed. This is another instance where good enough beats perfect in the long run. Be consistent when it comes to savings. Compounding interest will help you grow your savings and put you on the right path for funding life's biggest purchases or saving for retirement. Seek a professional sooner rather than later. Oh, if I would have only taken my finances and savings seriously earlier in life, no telling where I'd be today. But at a young age, you feel like you should acquire wealth before you set up a wealth account. That's not really how it works. Every little bit accumulates. And if you aren't old enough to understand that time flies, then give it time. How about your relationships? Relationships with friends and family are the single most important thing we can cultivate in our life. When interviewing 90-something Lydia So, she revealed their joys and regrets have nothing to do with their careers, but with their parents, children, spouses, and friends. She found that people wish they had loved more, not accomplished more. By acting on this advice while we have the time, we can live more fulfilling lives and minimize regrets later in life. Make time for planning social outings. The older and busier we become, the less time there is for doing spontaneous date nights or random coffee catch-ups with friends. Proactively plan time with all the people in your life you care about, rather than waiting for plans to assemble themselves. Take charge of organizing dinners with friends and taking the work out of the socializing for others. Taking care of the details goes a long way. Put date night on the calendar with your significant other. Check out your local calendar of events or social media feeds that have inexpensive and kid-friendly events in your city for your family outings. Take getting something on the calendar literally and send your friends Google Calendar invites. When with friends, set a date and time for your next get-together before people leave. Practice consistency with seeing friends and family. How many times does seeing a loved one start with this phrase, "It's been so long"? Minimize the year-long stretches between seeing friends and family by opting for consistency as much as possible. Redefine what socializing looks like. Rather than sit down to brunch or dinner, try everyday things where you might see friends and family, like running errands, doing joint workouts, cooking meals, at-home TV, movie nights, or helping them with household tasks. For long-distance relationships, make use of phone calls and video chat to decrease the time between seeing one another. These can be a nice digital substitute for face-to-face get-togethers. However, passive interactions on social networks like Facebook and Instagram don't provide the same level of connection. Deciding how to organize your life isn't about precisely what time you should wake up in the morning or exactly where you should store your important documents. Rather than getting caught up in the details, pay attention to the bigger principles of leading a good life. If you want to share Encouragementology with a friend who needs to know they are not alone in this journey of self-discovery, you can visit encouragementology.com or anywhere you stream your content to receive this episode and all others. Follow us on Facebook for additional encouragement throughout the week. So I challenge you, instead of being led by your life, find the right solution to lead your best life. Organizing, reprioritizing, letting go, and making space will give you the control and enrichment your life is craving. I know you can do it. Thank you for listening to Encouragementology with Kendall Boyson, where we find positive ways to handle some of life's challenges.
I stumbled through until the path was clear. That's when I found you, and how I wound up here.